Jacksonville, Florida, we built a few houses and airplane hangars, and Bell Telephone, I think it was little old substations all out in them orange groves down in there.
When you worked on these projects, I reckon you lived in the town that you were working in?
Not necessarily, no. We'd go and come. Several of us would be bunch up together and go up rides.
Could you go and come from here?
No, not to any of those places there. I used to go to Evergreen, Andalusia, Bruton, Greenville. I worked in all of them places.
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't want to go. It's over about 40, 50 miles. You can get you a boarding place or somewhere to stay. Board or batch or whatever you wanted to do or whatever you could do.
Did you take your family with you?
No, no. Couldn't keep family with you.
Hmm.
Had to get out on your own. You're lucky to get a place for yourself to stay.
Maybe that got kind of lonely, didn't it?
No, it didn't bother you. Handle them concrete blocks and brick all day. You were ready to hit the sack whenever you got to it.
Didn't think of anything else at the end of the day, huh?
No, uh-uh. Mm. You didn't want to go a-jucking, I'll tell you that.
What was the longest that you stayed at any one place working?
Oh, God, now you asked me something I don't know. I imagine, just guessing at it, I imagine probably about 3 months. We built an addition on to a church down here at Chipley, Florida, and then we built a hospital down there. And then over to the other side of Mariana, we built a big schoolhouse. And I imagine right in there was about, probably taking about 3 months to wind it all up.
When you got through at one place, would you just go right on to another?
Go right on to another one. Off of one, on to the other one.
How'd you get those places lined up? How did you hear about them?
Now, it wasn't no trouble to hear about them. Practically all of them was union jobs, and they kept a lookout for us. One job to the other, they'd tell us where the jobs was, when it was going to open up, what they paid, and all about it. So we just had to make up our mind where we wanted to go or not.
How long would it be before you could come back to your home here?
Well, I could come any time. No specified time on that. I could come once a week, once a month. Or, of course, I didn't live here whenever I was on the road following that brickwork. We lived down there on the edge of Florida.
Whereabouts was that?
Cottondale. And I could work out from all directions there. Railroads crossing, highways crossing, you could go any direction you wanted to, just about it.
Kind of a central location?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Right nice little town there where we live. We come home once a week when I was down there.
Come home to Cotton?
Yeah, come from a job to put boarding like over there in Fort Benning, Georgia. I'd come back every night. Now over at Fort Rooker, I'd come. I lived in Dothan. Oh, about 18 months.